Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hiya, my name's Thomas Craig, and this is the Owls Talk podcast.
Now then, did you want a drink, or did you just come in here for a warm? Because Alec will not be best pleased if you did.
What's the beer like then?
Noonan Ridley's best. I mean, but you can have what you like.
I'm beginning to feel at home already.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk. You're listening to Owlstalk FM.
Hello, and welcome to the Owlstalk podcast. I'm James, and, well, this is a bit embarrassing, really, because Neil is on tour with the band October Drift right now, so he isn't here. He's been gone nearly 24 hours, so he's probably already bathing in a pool of his own vomit after trying to make out he can handle his booze and failing miserably. The last time he went on tour with the band, I think he fell out of a second-story window onto the street below, and he also tried to invent car surfing as an actual sport, and that ended about as badly as you'd expect it to. Here's a clip of him desperately trying to be down with the cool kids the last time he was out gigging.
This is the best night of my life!
This is the best night of my life!
The best night of my life.
So it's just me here, and in terms of funny bantering dialogue, that's not going to work, is it? We all know that I'm the unfunny one out of the two of us, and frankly, I'm surprised you're even still listening at all. So how's this going to work then? Well, I guess I could put on a voice and pretend someone else is here, or I could do an impression of Neil and try and fill in the gap, I guess. It's not as if it makes any sense anyway, is it? So Neil, what do you think of that idea?
I just did a big pool and sent you a photo of it.
Yeah, well, why would you do that, Neil? Why?
Look at my pool, James. That's my poo. Look at it, James. Look at it. Did you see my poo?
Oh, go away, Neil. This isn't working, is it?
Owlstalk.co.uk. Turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
Anyway, being the professionally produced podcast that we are, we've been talking all week about putting a plan in place to fill this gap with Neil being away, and then actually didn't do anything about it before he went. But it's okay, isn't it? Because Neil's been promising an interview with Alan Biggs for the last 3 weeks, so that can fill the time, can't it? Well, no, as you guessed, he's let us all down again. He's not done that interview, so no, we don't even have that. Neil, you should be ashamed of yourself. However, I managed to get us an interview myself, which just took a couple of days from coming up with the idea until actually recording it, so Neil should pull his finger out and fulfil his promise, shouldn't he? So if you're still listening to this, why the hell would you be? I don't know. At least we can fill some time with a chat I had on Friday before we smashed Charlton 3-0, of course, with a lifelong Sheffield Wednesday fan, former Coronation Street star and Murdoch Mysteries actor.
Owlstalk.co.uk, home of the official Owen Morrison fan club.
A new feature to the Owls Talk podcast. This time we've got a special guest, and that special guest will be synonymous to Sheffield Wednesday fans. We've got Tom Craig. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing, James? You all right, mate?
I'm fantastic, Tom. It's good to hear from you. I think a lot of Wednesday fans probably know you from around the ground as well as stuff like Coronation Street in the past.
Yeah, I was in Coronation Street for 2.5 years, but that's quite a while back now. That's 10 years ago. But I still get recognised for it.
You played Tommy Harris, a family from Sheffield, and also a Sheffield Wednesday fan.
Yeah, we were under the witness protection programme from a dodgy Sheffield family that my wife had given evidence against. It was very far.
It actually was written into the show that you were a Wednesday fan as well, wasn't it? And if I remember rightly, you had some Wednesday colours on and stuff like that in the show.
They didn't really write it in. I didn't realise I was going to be from Sheffield till I got the first script. But I knew that they didn't like promote football on the show because they didn't want to favour Man United or Man City. They wanted it to keep neutral. So not United fans or Man City fans could ever wear any colours. So I just started surreptitiously wearing Wednesday stuff. And it got past everybody on the blind side. And, you know, Wayne's in struggling there anyway, so we were no threat to anybody in Manchester. But and then the rest of the cast, they got a bit, like, jarred off. They were a bit like, how are you managing that? Because then the writers picked up on it and started writing stuff.
It was something that kind of stuck out at the time for Wednesday fans. I remember even on the early days of Al's Talk, people used to like post on Al's Talk saying he's wearing, you know, he's got the badge on his shirt and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a Lloyd Owusu shirt. I mean, there was a Hurst, a number 9 Hurst, but there was an Owusu one that was a bit like a bit random, you know.
you picked out all the quality players at the time, didn't you?
I know. Yeah.
So yeah, from there you did what Where the Heart Is, and you did The Navigators, directed by Ken Loach, didn't you?
Yeah, I did The Navigators. That was prior to Corrie, and that was set in Sheffield. And I remember getting on the set of that, and we had a canteen in it because we were all like workers on the railways, and it was all Sheffield United stuff. And then I started bringing Wednesday stuff in.
Yeah.
That's my mission. Any job I'm on to get Wednesday mentioned.
Well, that as well, if we go right back to the very start of you starting to become an actor, your real name isn't Thomas Craig, is it? Or Tom? But you chose Thomas Craig based on one of your favourite Wednesday players.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, when I joined the Actors Union, I've been an actor that long that you had to actually be in Equity when I first joined. And Equity wouldn't let me have my real name, which is Craig Thompson. But I've been called Tom ever since I was a little kid because my surname's Thompson, so Tom, Tommy, Tomo.
Yeah.
And I just thought, when somebody tells you you've got to change your name, you're like, you sit there for about a week and you write all kinds of weird stuff down. And somebody said, why don't you just turn your name around? So I thought, Tommy Craig, footballer, yeah. So that's how it came about.
Yeah, and even from there, you still managed to sneak in Wednesday references into kind of almost every role you managed to get, don't you?
Yeah, I think I did Soldier Soldier, and I got a Des Walker picture on my locker. And we did an episode in Kenya, Zimbabwe, and I got one of the little African kids to wear a Wednesday shirt because they all, like, all the extras, they had Man United shirts for them, and I got one little kid in a Wednesday shirt, I think.
Yeah, awesome. But most soldiers, wouldn't they have a picture of, like, a topless woman inside the locker? And you had Des Walker.
Des Walker.
Is that your equipment?
Mark Pembridge.
Oh, yeah. But then that also brings us round to what you're currently in, which is Made Up Mysteries. I can't overstate how big this show is in Canada, can you?
No, I mean, it's huge all around the world, and especially France for some odd reason,
yeah.
And Canada. It's Canada's number one drama. But it's not really took off in England because we're in the minor channel, and also America. It's in, apparently it's in about 50 million homes in America, which is a lot compared to us, but not really big for America.
Yeah.
But we're about to shoot season 10. Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why we got in touch, because our mutual friend Gary put us in touch. He sent me on an email that you sent to him, which said, you said that in your email to him, if you don't mind me saying, you said that you were up at 5 in the morning thinking of all the permutations of what could happen in the league.
I usually lie awake at night thinking about my lack of career, but for the last 2 months, are we going to get promoted? Are we going to get the top 6? And I was just laying awake thinking, like, just working it all out, and I'm thinking, I'm 53, I can't believe I'm doing this, man.
So,
I'm sure there's Wednesday fans all doing the same thing at the minute.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an exciting season, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the best for ages. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, one of the reasons why Gary put us in touch was there's quite a good story about this week's episode. Which is, it's part of the 9th series, is it, of Made Up Mysteries?
Yeah, it's episode 9, season 9 of Made Up Mysteries. And
yeah.
The writers have, like, created a subplot all around, because it's actually saying 1903 this season.
Yeah.
So that's obviously the first time Wednesday won the league. And I asked the writers last year if we could mention it. And one of the producers came to a game with me last year. He came to Fulham when we lost 4-0. And he was so impressed by the fans. I turned up in Canada last year and he said, Tom, I've created a whole subplot around the Wednesday, not just right mentioning him. So I was like, really? So it's very funny. But it's we've got Canadian extras bouncing in the station, and they look like they're riding horses. It's so funny. It's bizarre.
So, obviously, Wednesday fans didn't bounce like that back then. There's been some artistic.
That's what I said to him. I said, I don't think we bounced then, but he said, we invented it, because Murdoch. The thing is, Murdoch invents things all the time.
Yeah.
So I suppose we've invented the bounce.
Wow, well, that'll probably get written into history at some point. they'll think it's some kind of past documentary and actually write it into Wednesday's history. And also, as well, with the artistic license thing, isn't there a joke about Leeds in there?
Well, I think Leeds were formed about 905, 906, and the writers had written they'd mentioned Leeds about one of the Tommy Croshaw being injured against Leeds, and I said, I don't think Leeds existed in 903. And then I said, oh, forget that, we'll just... So he mentions Leeds, and we all shout, dirty Leeds, and we all boo. So I've got all the Canadian extras joining in, you know.
So how did the writers know to do this? Did you have to sit down with the writers and explain the rivalry? Because obviously Canadian, are they?
Yeah, but there's about eight writers, and, you know, because the show started in 1895 and now we're in 1903, they research historical things that happened in Toronto each year. So they do the research. It's easy to go and find out what happened with Wednesday. But actually, listening to Wednesday win the league in the final game, I don't think that happened. I think Wednesday were on the beach, so to speak. They finished their fixtures and were waiting on a game between Sunderland and Newcastle. So that made us champions. But we're actually listening to us winning the league, which is...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's why I wrote to Alf Talk, because I know that some people will say, that didn't happen, you know what I mean?
yeah, you'll have all
the nerds will be like, that didn't happen.
You're trying to say that Alf Talk's full of nerds, Tom.
I don't know, mate.
You don't do much social media-wise, do you?
I don't do any, no.
So, do you actually read? A lot of Wednesday fans... you know, still read Owl's Talk without going on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. Do you still read it?
Oh, yeah, I read it every day, yeah. I mean, when I'm working in Canada, there's not a lot of... It's hard to keep in touch with what's going on in Sheffield, you know. Yeah. I listen to Praise and Grumble online, you know, I get that online and stuff. But, no, I go through Owl's Talk through my mate Gary, so Casbar Owl.
Yeah, Gary's a bit of
And we've got the mate in the Java Lounge.
Oh, yeah, Java Lounge. We did Java Lounge live there a few weeks ago, where we get some live music in, yeah.
Whenever I bring my little lad to Hillsborough, because he don't like being in the pub, I leave him in Java Lounge, and the girls look after him in Java Lounge. I think that's four times we've mentioned Java Lounge, so he's all right.
How often do you get back to Sheffield to watch your games and stuff?
Quite often when I'm home, yeah. I've been home... I got back beginning of December, and... I'm here till the end of May, if we get to the playoff final, I'll have to put off Murdoch Mysteries till the 1st of June. I don't know when we start filming again, but I'll just tell them I'm on holidays at the end of May.
Yeah, so that's your summer job over in Canada, and then you come back for the season.
Yeah, it was 7 months last year. We did 20 episodes. We did a Christmas special.
Wow.
So, yeah, I was there from May to December. So I missed all the beginning of the season. And, you know, you feel really out of it when it's a new manager and new players and you're not actually seeing it live, you know, you've not seen anybody play.
Yeah.
But we've made some great signings, Dannon and Forestieri.
Yeah, it's a whole other level, isn't it, to what we've been used to over the last 10 years.
Yeah, not seen Sheridan and them, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think that we'll do it? Do you think we'll get up there?
I don't know. If we smash Charlton tomorrow, hopefully.
Yeah.
They're such a bogey team to us lately, aren't they? That cup game we lost to them about 2 or 3 years ago, that was really disappointing. Yeah, you know.
but we're in with a chance, aren't we? We've seen.
Yeah.
I think we mentioned it on the podcast last week. We've seen all the bizarre stuff that's been going off at Middlesbrough, so their wheels could be falling off. We've seen, a few other teams that have choked at this point, and we seem to have come back into form at the right time. Do you think?
Yeah, and I don't think Harry Redknapp's this all-seeing genius that Derby think he is, do you know what I mean?
No.
He lives down in bloody Bournemouth, doesn't he?
Well, he's not even on the job full-time, is he? He's doing his international job as well. It's another really strange situation. I think if we can capitalise on that, I reckon we've got a decent chance through the playoffs, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so, mate. let me just say, in this episode, I kind of said that one of my uncles was the founding fathers of Wednesday. I made that up as well.
Awesome. I've obviously not seen the episode yet, but I've read a line from it where you've got a tattoo, haven't you, of 1867?
Yeah.
And I've read a line from it where someone says, oh, 1867, the year that Canada was formed. And what's your response on that?
I'd just say, no, that's my team, the Wednesday. Oh, that's, we said that as well, because he says Sheffield Wednesday, and I said, no, the Wednesday, it's the Wednesday. Do you know, like...
Yes.
Because there's a bit of confusion when we were called Sheffield, isn't it? But whenever you look at any league table from then, it just says the Wednesday.
It sounds like it's going to be a good one. I think this podcast goes out on Monday, so hopefully people who are listening to it in the daytime can watch your show at 9 o'clock on Alibi, is it, I think?
Alibi, yeah. But one of your posters, he's from Canada, he's called Edmonton Owl.
Yes.
He was the Edmonton, I don't know if you're familiar with him. But he's mentioned this, he's seen it already, and I think some lazy fans on Owl Talk watched it, and some of them were flagging it off, saying, what is this, it's rubbish.
That's the Owl Talk way.
I know, mate.
It's where everybody goes, Tom, to moan about absolutely everything and get it off the chest, ready to cheer the lads on a Saturday.
It's a Sheffield trait, isn't it? It's very funny.
that's the funny thing about you in Murdoch Mysteries, because you are completely Sheffield, aren't you? And in a lot of the roles that you've ever done, you stick to being Sheffield all the time.
I've done loads of other accents on stage in that, but on TV it's just a bit different. They just, you know, they want you who you are, really. That's how they cast you. You know, unless you're really, really famous and they let you do different things. But me, they just like get me in as a cheap Sean Bean, do you know what I mean?
I think it's just an excuse to get you to say bloody hell 10 times an episode.
Yeah. In one of the early episodes, I was mentioned as being from Doncaster. So I thought, I'll be from Doncaster. I'll stop being from Sheffield. And I mentioned that I was into rugby. So there's a lot of Murdoch fans who are nerds. They pick on everything.
Yeah.
They'll be like, well, he's never liked football before. Do you know what I mean? I've just fitted this in just to fit around the fact that we win the league.
It all stemmed from you having one of the producers over when he was on holiday in London and taking him to a game. And him enjoying
it that much. When we lost 4-0. Yeah. Did you go to that game last year?
I didn't know, unfortunately.
The atmosphere was brilliant. We went 3-0 down and everybody started going mad. He's like, I can't believe you're losing 3-0. Because, you know, Canadian American sport, they don't have any away fans there. There's not that tension between home and away fans.
Yeah.
So he was like, he couldn't believe it. 4,000 Wednesday fans just before Christmas. It was brilliant. So he's like totally enamoured by it in the pub after. He's like, oh, I'm going to mention this. We're going to have this.
I say it sounds awesome, and anybody that listens to the podcast after as well, Alibi On Demand has got all the episodes on. I think it's got a few series on there as well if anyone wants to catch up.
Yeah, there's loads of episodes, mate. You can get lost in it.
Yeah, and I'm sure that any Wednesday fans will probably see you at matches around anyway, because you go to a lot of the matches, don't you? Even the away ones.
Tomorrow, I think tomorrow's the only one that I'm not going to be going to until the end of the season. If I can get a ticket for Derby, I think Derby's looking hard to get tickets for.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think, have you got anything else that you want to say to Wednesday fans?
Well, just that if we go to season 10 this summer, which I think we are, we win the title again. So there might be another episode about us winning the league.
Excellent, excellent. Well, we can only look forward to that, can't we?
Yeah, it'd be good, yeah.
But yeah, as we all say, Tom, we're all Wednesday, aren't we? And thanks for
we're all Wednesday, aren't we? Yeah, cheers. Thanks, Jim.
Cheers, Tom.
Owlstalk.co.uk, where eyeballs smell of chicken.
Big thanks to Tom for taking the time out to speak to us. And don't forget to watch the episode of Murdoch Mysteries on Alibi Channel this week. Right, so I guess I better at least quickly cover some of the regular Owls Talk podcast topic, should I? Yeah, of course.
Online at owlstalk.co.uk, this is Owls Talk News.
Another 3-0 win for Wednesday, this time against Charlton, and this time without a red card, which makes a change. And without the blue nets too, so maybe there's something in this blue net jinx conspiracy theory. A big crowd too, wasn't it, with a cheaper ticket deal? So hopefully we could keep up the incentives for people to keep coming back at the business end of the season. And next up we got Huddersfield away, which sold out in just a few hours, so we have about 4,000 fans making a short trip to Huddersfield.
And now, it's the Owls Talk Post of the Week.
You lot on Owls Talk have continued Neil's ridiculous idea last week about the Semedo supermarket and Reader. Some of the best selection of Wednesday player products posted this week included John F's suggestion of Poodle's Noodles, Fresh Fish suggested Super Duper Hooper Pooper Scooper. Super Duper Hooper Pooper Scooper. Say that fast. Super Duper Hooper Pooper Scooper. Super Duper Hooper Pooper Scooper. Super Hooper Duper. Yeah. We kind of get into that tongue twister, aren't we? But yeah, that's for big dogs with big logs, apparently. Jam Sandwich has suggested Andy Blair's hair care chair. Another one to say fast. Mick JJ suggested Willie Henderson's relish. Dunk Star has said Verardi's Cardies. And well, there's loads more, so have a look through the Wednesday Players products thread for more funny ones and submit your own.
Marwood or Yarwood?
Yay!
This one doesn't really work without Neil, does it? Let's just say it was Mike Yarwood and move on.
Owlstalk.co.uk, the official home of Steve Basford's horse riding updates. At all said.
Steve's tea, Cornish pasty.
Owlstalk.co.uk, turning hope and happiness into complete despair.
Wow, this podcast can be over pretty quickly without Neil dicking around. It's not half as funny though, is it? Well, that fat ball git is away this week too, so God knows what's going to happen with next week's podcast. Feel free to post your own suggestions on the forums at owlstalk.co.uk, record your own bit and email it into podcast@owlstalk.co.uk if that's your thing. And you don't want another episode of me just prattling on, do you? Thanks too for everyone who's subscribed, rated and reviews. Don't forget to do so yourself at iTunes. Somehow we're still being featured in several categories on iTunes, including the comedy category. That should be gone this week, shouldn't it? And for every 5-star rating and review, it helps us endlessly. So I guess I'll leave it there and let Wednesday legend David Hurst sing us out. Yes, David Hurst singing is a thing. And you can watch him do it on YouTube. I think this was recorded a few years ago for buying phone ringtones or something. But the fact this exists is just simply amazing. Proper 10 out of 10 stuff from Hursty. Someone should do a dance remix.
We are Wednesday. Super Wednesday, got no money, we don't care. Hate the piggies, shoot the bastards, we will chase them everywhere.
Bye. God, that was shit. Never thought I'd say this, but come back, Neil. All's forgiven.